Good People or Born-Again Christians by Virginia Brandt Berg.
I've heard a number of times folks say about some person who was a delinquent or in some serious trouble with the law, "He was always such a good person. He never gave us any trouble. He was getting along in school and he went to Sunday school some of the time." In the Los Angeles area, a teenager, only 16, for no reason whatsoever, climbed a hill and leveled his rifle on passing motorists, carefully aiming at each one. 3 were killed, and a number were wounded. The papers came out with a statement from his parents, who said, "We never had any trouble with him. He was a good, quiet boy. He went to Sunday school. We can't understand how this happened." But one is left with the thought that this is perhaps not a Christian boy who was brought up in Sunday school, but rather someone who casually attended church once in a while. In one case, the news media inferred that the boy who had committed an atrocious crime was a Christian boy who constantly went to Sunday school. However, I found out afterwards that the boy had joined a social club in a church, but he had never been a committed Christian. He had never really known the Lord Jesus Christ and was not a born-again child of God. This boy had been no trouble at home, was a junior in high school, a fairly good student, and he had a nice home and fine parents. Yet that night he disappeared. He took his mother's car, $100 and his rifle, and only 150 miles from home, he wrecked the car, then fled to a nearby hill, and without cause began to level that gun on motorists. Right below on the highway, he was killing them. When the police closed in on him, he turned the gun on himself and took his own life. Tragic. Over and over again, I've heard people asking, "How could a young man like him do such a thing? How?" God's word says, "The heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked." That is the human heart without Jesus Christ reigning in it. If the Lord isn't Lord over the life, the heart is that way and will stay that way. There are no words to express the difference between the life that is outwardly what the world calls good and circumspect and a born-again Christian life filled with the Spirit of God and led by God's Spirit and walking in fellowship with God. There's all the difference in the world between those two lives, no matter how good a person may seem to be. God's word says that if we walk in the light as he is in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. It's one thing to be told in Sunday school or church that there is such a light, but quite another to step into and walk in that light in obedience to God's word. The Bible states quite clearly that the Christian life is a warfare against principalities, powers, and spiritual wickedness. Satan knows that his power is threatened by God's power, and when God's power is manifested in the life of a child of God, he tries to break down that life and that faith. It's wonderful to know that though we are in a warfare, we're in a victorious warfare for Jesus Christ, who won that victory on Calvary. That's why it's called the good fight of faith. We are in a fight, but it's a good fight of faith because our captain has won, and we're on the winning side. Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." The wonderful part about it is that everyone has a chance to have the armor that God's word speaks of in Ephesians chapter 6. The born-again Christian has been given all the armor and the weapons to war with, mighty weapons of faith. The most powerful weapon in all the world is prayer, and then all the promises of God to back you up, to strengthen and empower you, to give you victory. Thank God for that verse of Scripture that says, "Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Remember that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us and gave himself for us. God's word says he always causes us to triumph through the Lord Jesus Christ. He always gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Satan cannot overcome the child of God. He has no power against a Christian because his life is hid with Christ in God. God has promised that no matter what temptation has overtaken you, God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape. That's when it's so wonderful to be a Christian. You don't fight with human weapons. You don't go out in your own strength. That's where Christianity gives you a marvelous ally who comes to the rescue in every time of temptation. That is where the Christian has this mighty advantage over the unsaved person. A Christian may be just as weak in the natural. They may have just as evil tendencies in the natural. But when they're fully yielded to God, when they've turned their life over to him, God orders that life, and the person has divine guidance and walks in his spirit. Then God is there to help, just as he promised. He does do for you what you could not do for yourself, no matter how hard you struggled. When you come to the end of yourself and stand before him helpless, confessing that your every human effort has failed, that's just when he comes to your aid and gives you the strength and carries you through. Isn't it wonderful to think that we have such an ally as him? And that the Lord is ready to help us anytime, anywhere, under any temptation. He's going to make a way of escape. This wonderful secret, Christ in you, the hope of glory, has been such a blessing to me so many times. May God reveal it to you in all its fullness. God bless you. He's still on the throne, and prayer changes things.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.